ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायशवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। दिस मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 17। Day before yesterday we read text 14. So 15 and 16 have no purport. So we read the translation only of 15 and 16. Then we read together the today's verse 17. Text 15. Translation. When the Sudarshan disc enters those provinces, the pregnant wives of demons all have miscarriages due to fear of its effulgence. 16. Translation. My dear king, now I shall describe to you the lower planetary systems, one by one, beginning from Atal. In Atala, there is a demon, the son of Moedanav, named Bala, who creates 96 kinds of mystic power. Some so-called yogis and swamis take advantage of this mystic power to cheat people even today. Simply by awning, the demon Bala created 3 kinds of women known as Soirini, Kamini and Pungshchali. The Soirinis like to marry men from their own group. The Kaminis marry men from any group, and the Pungshchalis change husbands one after another. If a man enters the planet of Atala, these women immediately capture him and induce him to drink an intoxicating beverage made with a drug known as Hataka, Cannabis Indica. This intoxicant endows the man with great sexual prowess, of which the women take advantage for enjoyment. A woman will enchant him with attractive glances, intimate words, smiles of love, and then embraces. In this way, she induces him to enjoy sex with her, to her full satisfaction. Because of his increased sexual power, the man thinks himself stronger than 10,000 elephants and considers himself most perfect. Indeed, illusioned and intoxicated by false pride, he thinks himself God, ignoring impending death. Text 17. Tato dhastad bitale haro bhagavan Hatokeshwara Sapparshada Bhuta Ganabrita Prajapati Sargopa Bringhanaya Bhavo Bhavanya Saha Mithuni Bhuta Aste Jata Prabritya Sarit Prabhara Hatoki Nama Bhavayor Birjena Jatra Bhunur Maturishwana Samidhyamana Ojasa Pivati Tan Nishthutam Hatokakhyam Subarnam Bhushanena Surendra varadheshu purushaha saha purushtivir purushivir dharyanti. We can read together word for words. Tataha, the planet Atal, Adhastad, beneath, Bitale, on the planet, Haraha, Lord Shiva, Bhagavan, the most powerful personality, Hatakeshwara, the master of gold, Saparshada, by his own associates, Bhutagana, who are ghostly living beings, Abritaha, surrounded, Prajapati Sarga, of the creation of Lord Brahma, Upabringhanaya, to increase the population, Bhavaha, Lord Shiva, Bhavanyasaha, with his wife Bhavani, Mithuni Bhuta, being united in sex, Aste, remains, Yataha, from that planet, Bitala, Prabhitta, being emanated, Sarit Prabhara, the great river, Hataki, Hataki, Nama, named Bhavanya Virjina, Bhavayaho Virjina, due to the semina and ovum of Lord Shiva and Bhavani. Yatra, where Chitrabhanu, the fire god, Maturishwana, by the wind, Samidhyamana, being brightly inflamed, Ojasa, with great strength, Pivati, drinks, Tat, that, Nishthutam, spit out with a hissing sound, Hataka Akhyam, named Hataka, Subarnam, gold, Bhushanena, by different types of ornaments, Asura Indra, of the great Asuras, Abarodheshu, in the homes, Purushaha, the males, Saha, with Purushivhi, their wives and women, Dharyanti, Uya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The next planet below Atala is Bitala, wherein Lord Shiva, who is known as the master of gold mines, lives with his personal associates, the ghosts and similar living entities. Lord Shiva, as the progenitor, engages in sex with Bhavani, the progenitress, to produce living entities. And from the mixture of their vital fluid, the river named Hataki is generated. When fire, being made to blaze by the wind, drinks of this river and then sizzles and spits it out, it produces gold called Hataka. The demons who live on that planet with their wives decorate themselves with various ornaments made from that gold, and thus they live there very happily. Purport. It appears that when Bhava and Bhavani, Lord Shiva and his wife, unite sexually, the emulsification of their secretions creates a chemical which, when heated by fire, can produce gold. It is said that the alchemists of the medieval age tried to prepare gold from base metal, and Srila Sanatana Goswami also states that when bell metal is treated with mercury, it can produce gold. Srila Sanatana Goswami mentions this in regard to initiation of lokless men to turn them into brahmanas. Sanatan Goswami said, jatha kanchanatam jati kangsyam raso vidhanatah tatha diksha vidhanena dijattam jayate ninam. As one can transform kangsa or bell metal into gold by treating it with mercury, one can also turn a low-born man into a brahmana by initiating him properly into Vaishnava activities. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is trying to turn mlessas and javanas into real brahmanas by properly initiating them and stopping them from engaging in meat-eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. One who stops these four principles of sinful activity and chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra can certainly become a pure brahmana through the process of bona fide initiation as suggested by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Apart from this, if one takes a hint from this verse and learns how to mix mercury with bell metal by properly heating and melting them, one can get gold very cheaply. The alchemists of the medieval age tried to manufacture gold, but they were unsuccessful, perhaps because they did not follow the right instructions.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtate Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Vetya Patitanam Pavani Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, so in this text, Srila Prabhupada talks about Bitala planet, and in that planet, Lord Shiva is the predominating deity, with his wife Bhavani or Parvati, and all the demons or demoniac people and ghosts and witches are the inhabitants of that planet, and they're living very happily with so much opulence because the master of gold is their master. And then it is a question of from ancient conflict between Shaivites and Vaishnavas, whether Shiva worship is bona fide. And it had been continued for millions of years. And there is a very big, like Sri Sampradaya, their followers, they don't visit Shiva temples. It is strictly prohibited worshipping Lord Shiva. But Madhvas and Gauriya Vaishnavas having very intimate relation with Shiva worship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself glorified Lord Shiva. Krishna, he glorified Lord Shiva. Lord Ramchandra, he worshipped Lord Shiva. And we see in Chaitanya Leela, Shiva has a lot of exchange with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur, in Simantadip, in Antardip, in Rudradip, in Gododramdip, there are Shiva temples. Till today is being worshipped. So, I just wanted to read something from Srila Rupa Goswami's statement on Lord Shiva, and then we'll be reading some question and answer sections from the articles of this book, Krishna Kathamrita. So it will be easy for me. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Rudra Ekadash Buihas तथाष्ट तनुर अपि असौ प्रायः पञ्च पञ्चाननास त्रिअक्षो दश बाहुर उदीर्यते. So this is Shiva's identity.
Shiva appears in 11 forms and 8 forms. Generally, he has 10 arms and 5 heads with 3 eyes on each head.
Loka Bhagavatamrita. There is a place in Godrum Devis called Panchanantala. It is a banyan tree for thousands of years. And there Lord Shiva spoke of Gaur Katha with these people. Panchanan. Panchanan means 5 heads. Shiva jape panchamukhe. Brahma jape chaturmukhe. So Brahma, he chants Krishna's name, Gaur's name is 4 heads. And Shiva jape with 5 heads. Then it says, Kachit jiva visheshatvam harasvaktam vidher iva tattu sheshavad evastam tad angsatyena kirtanat. The scriptures explain that as Brahma is, so Shiva is sometimes a jiva soul and sometimes an angsa avatar like Lord Shesha. The next shloka. Vidher lalataj janmasya kadachit kamalapatehe kalagne rudraha kalpante bhavet sankarshanadopi. Sometimes he is born from the Brahma's forehead and other times from Vishnu's forehead. So Brahma, Rudra sometimes come from the Brahma's head. This is living entities. And sometimes he is coming from Vishnu's head, that is Vishnu's Angsa. Angsa means his part and parcel, not Vibhinnangsa. Because Shiva also considered as Vibhinnangsa, like ordinary jivas was. He is not ordinary jiva. Because Brahma and Shiva doesn't come, they are not born from the womb, directly manifesting from Brahma, either Vishnu, like that. So sometimes he is born from Brahma's head, that is jiva. And sometimes from the Vishnu's forehead, that is his expansion. At the kalpa's end, he is born from Lord Sankarsana's Sankarsan as the fire of time. That's called Kalagni during the annihilation. Sada Shivakhya Jaha Shambhu Sa Choishanya Britir Mata. Lord Shiva, who is known as Sada Shiva and Shambhu, is manifest in the northeast part of Vaikuntha Loka, that is called Mahesh Dham. Hari Mahesha Dham Teshu Teshu. This is called Devi Dham. And when you cross Biraja, there is Mahesh Dham coming in the, on the northeastern side of Vaikuntha. So these are the the texts which explains Lord Shiva's identity, who is he, and his activities and where he resides. There are more of that. Now, we'll just read some question and answer things. The questions by different people commonly asked often and over time. And the answers from Srila Prabhupada's different books. What is the nature of the worshippers of different gods? Srila Prabhupada. When the mode of goodness is mixed with the mode of passion, one worships the sun god, Devaswan. When the mode of goodness is mixed with the mode of ignorance, one worships Ganpati or Ganesh. When the mode of passion is mixed with the mode of ignorance, one worships Durga or Kali, the external potency. When one is simply in the mode of ignorance, one becomes a devotee of Lord Shiva. Those are the ghosts and witches and all low-class people. Because Lord Shiva is the predominating deity of the mode of ignorance within this material world. However, when one is completely free from the influence of all the modes of material nature, one becomes a pure Vaishnava on the devotional platform. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, text 24, 33, chapter 24, text 330. Shri Shri Radha Rajvari Bhagavan ki jaye. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jaye. Shri Shri Dornitai Bhagavan ki jaye. Then
Another question. What is the difference between Krishna and Shiva? Learned scholars in transcendental subjects have carefully analyzed the Samam Bonam Krishna to have 64 principal attributes.
Choshutti Kala.
All the expansions or categories of the Lord possesses only some percentage of these attributes. But Sri Krishna is the possessor of the attributes 10%. And his personal expansions has a Swayam Prakash and Tadikatma up to the categories of Vishnu Tattva Avatars possess up to 93% of these transcendental attributes. Lord Shiva, who is neither avatar nor avesha, nor in between them, possesses almost 84% of the attributes. This is purport to the Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 3, 28 verse. Next question. Can one get the same result by worshipping Shiva or Krishna? One particular mission regularly propounds that worship of any demigod will lead one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Supreme Goal. But worship of demigods is thoroughly discouraged herein, because even the greatest demigods like Brahma and Shiva represent only part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. He is the origin of everyone born, and no one is greater than him. He is Asramurdha, which means that no one is superior to him and no one is equal to him. In the Padma Puran it is said, one who considers the Supreme Lord Krishna in the same category with demigods, be they even Brahma or Shiva, becomes at once an atheist. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 42 text, purport. Many foolish persons say that one can chant Krishna or chant the name of Kali or Durga or Shiva because they are all the same. If one thinks that the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the names and activities of the demigods are on the same level, or if one accepts the holy name of Vishnu to be a material sound vibration, that is also an offense. How is Lord Shiva auspicious? Lord Shiva is always great and auspicious. But since he is accepted on his head the Ganges water, which emanated from the lotus feet of the Lord, he has become even more auspicious and important. How is it that Gaudiya Vaishnavas say they respect Shiva as a devotee, but they often don't seem to appreciate him? We worship Lord Shiva as a Vaishnava, but as a demigod we reject him. Letter to Nityananda Das, 16 August 1972. Is it acceptable to worship Shiva before Krishna? That you may do, there is no harm, but you should understand what is Shiva and what is Vishnu. If you first offer prayers to Lord Shiva, there is no harm. It is good. He is Vaishnava Anam Jatha Shambhu. He is our spiritual master. He is a Vaishnava. Why not offer first respect to him? But if you take Lord Shiva as the Supreme, that is an insult. You are giving me respect as a spiritual master, but if you overestimate my position and say that you are the king of the whole world, that is an insult. That is not a prayer. If you offer me prayers and that befit my position, then it is all right. But you offer me prayers that are not befitting, then that is an insult. So you must know what the position of Lord Shiva is. He is a Vaishnava. He is the greatest devotee. You may praise him as a number one demigod. That would be all right. But if you praise him saying that he is the supreme, then he will feel insulted. What is this nonsense person saying? So don't insult him in that way. That will go against your credit. He does not like that. This is morning walk conversation, 5th October 1975, Mauritius. If Lord Shiva is a great devotee, how can he be influenced by Maya? In his constitutional poem, Shiva is a Mahabhagavat, a supreme devotee of the Lord. But because he accepts Maya's association, especially the quality of ignorance, is not free from Maya's influence. Such an intimate association is completely absent in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Shiva accepts Maya, but in the presence of Lord Vishnu, Maya does not exist. Consequently, Lord Shiva has to be considered a product of Maya. When Lord Shiva is free from Maya's influence, he is the position of Mahabhagavat, a supreme devotee of Lord Vishnu, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, Sisi Madhalila. Why did Lord Ramchandra worship Shiva? He, Lord Krishna or Lord Ram, likes to worship his devotee. Sometimes the father takes the child on his shoulder. Does it mean that the child is more important than the father? They say that in the original Valmiki Ramayana, there is no such incident as Ramchandra worshipping Shiva. That it has been added later, an interpretation. But even he does so, what is the wrong? Morning work conversation. What advice does Lord Shiva give his devotee? Lord Shiva is the supreme devotee of Lord Vishnu, the supreme personality of Godhead, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, the most exalted Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. Those who are actually devotees of Lord Shiva follow Lord Shiva's advice and take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Who are the real followers of Lord Shiva? It is specially significant that Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of Lord Vasudev, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. Amongst all Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the topmost. Consequently, Lord Shiva has a sampradaya, a Vaishnava disciplic succession called Rudra Sampradaya. Those who belong to present day Vishnu Swami Sampradaya of Vaishnavas come from Rudra, Lord Shiva. What is the relationship between Lord Shiva and the devotees of Krishna? Because Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he loves all the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Lord Shiva told the Prachetas that because they are devotees of the Lord, he loved them very much. Lord Shiva was not kind and merciful only to the Prachetas. Anyone who is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very dear to Lord Shiva. Not only are the devotees dear to Lord Shiva, but he respects them as much as he respects the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here one paragraph appears where Prabhupada is in South India with Giridhar Swami. Srila Prabhupada encountered another long-standing South Indian feud between the Saivites and the Vaishnavas. The Saivite general espoused an impersonalistic philosophy, declaring God to be the impersonal one, appearing in many forms, such as Shiva and Krishna. But since all the forms were one ultimately, fighting as to which God was best was petty and childish. Prabhupada's disciples found his philosophy difficult to deal with, and when Giriraj Maharaj had argued with a wealthy Saivite, Mr. Ramakrishnan, they had separated with hurt feelings. But in meetings with other persons in Madras, Giriraj Maharaj was often reminded, "Have you met Mr. Ramakrishnan? He is a very good man and a leader of religious functions." Giriraj Maharaj became embarrassed and decided to make another attempt to win Mr. Ramakrishnan's friendship. They talked again but remained unsatisfied. Giriraj Maharaj then informed Prabhupada and asked if he would meet Mr. Ramakrishna himself. Prabhupada agreed. When they met Mr. Ramakrishnan, began by saying, "Swamiji, we have been having some discussion about devotion to Lord Krishna and devotion to Lord Shiva. What do you say? Who is greater, Krishna or Shiva?" Prabhupada replied that actually the word bhakti or devotion could not properly be applied to the worship of Lord Shiva. Bhakti, he said, meant service without any material desire, whereas puja includes service with the desire for some return. Bhakti therefore could only be applied to Krishna. "But isn't it possible," asked Mr. Ramakrishna, "for someone to be a bhakta of Lord Shiva and to worship Lord Shiva simply out of devotion without desiring any material benefit?" "It may be possible," Prabhupada replied, but generally not. Just like when a person enters a liquor shop, generally it's taken that he is going for drinking, although there may be some exception. Prabhupada gave example of the gopis worshipping the goddess Katayani. Their worship had not been for material benefit, but for devotion to Krishna. Similarly, if one worships Lord Shiva with the aim of serving Lord Krishna, that would be bhakti. But people generally approach Shiva for material benefit. Although Mr. Ramakrishnan was usually prone to argue these points, Prabhupada's answer satisfied him. And now we just read a little bit about the Bhubaneswar, what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote a commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antolila. He says, a description of the holy place Sri Bhubaneswar is found in various literatures, including Sharnadri Mahodaya, Ekamra Puran, Skanda Puran, and other Sanskrit Puranas. In those literatures, this place is addressed by various names such as Bhubaneswar, Ekamra Kshetra, Himachal, and Sharnadri Kshetra. And this Vasudev is glorifying Bhubaneswar. Being requested by some sages, Vasa Bhagavan revealed the glories of the rarely attained Ekamra Kshetra. There are 10 million Shivalingas and 8 Tirthas at this place in Bhubaneswar. It is superior to Varanasi and dearer to Shambhu, the best of the Vaishnavas. This place is known as Ekamra Kshetra, literally the place of one mango. Because long ago there was a huge mango tree here. In Utkal, on the shore of the southern ocean, there is a river named Gandhavati that flows east. The Gandhavati is non-different from the Ganges. This transcendental place, Ekamra Tirtha, is situated on the bank of this most sacred river. It is more pleasing than Kailash. The length and breadth of Bhubaneswar is 3 yojanas. One yojana was filled with temples and 2 miles was covered by the shade of that mango tree. Since time immemorial, pious persons have taken bath, chanted mantras, performed sacrifices, offered oblations, performed abhishek, offered worship, offered prayers, accepted prasad garlands, heard the Puranas, served the lotus feet of the Lord's devotees, and executed the 9 forms of devotional service here. In the Sarnadri Mahodaya, it is stated that Lord Purushottam, Krishna, is the maintainer of Bhubaneswar. The eternal supreme Brahman is eternally present here in the form of Tri Bhubaneswar Linga. According to the statement, Lingayate Gyayate Yashmad, the Supreme Brahman resides in the form of a linga amidst the demigods on a mountain of gold here. It is further stated in the Sarnadri Mahodaya that since Lord Ananda Vasudev personally protects this area with a chakra and a club in his hands, he is known as the Kshetrapal, the protector of this place. Pious activities performed without first taking darshan of Sri Ananta Vasudev yield no results. Only those who have unflinching devotion for Lord Ananta Vasudev are able to attain mercy of Sri Bhubaneswar Shiva, who is very dear to Ananta Vasudev. So there are others also. They describe the devotional service of Lord Shiva throughout the universe. Everywhere he is engaged in Lord Krishna's service. Even 500 years before, he was experiencing, enjoying Gaur Leela.
when Lord Chaitanya was born and the demigods were every day visiting to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes they will be passing through the courtyard, sometimes in the room some shadows were felt by Shachimata and Jagannath Mishra, and they are thinking maybe child will be injured by some unseen species, so they are chanting some mantras. And this way Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra was always visiting Navadvip to enjoy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And when we know the story from Srimad Bhagavatam, where Daksha insulted very heavily with his harsh speech Lord Shiva in the meeting of all the demigods before, prior to his sacrifice, Daksha Jagya. So he became insulted but didn't tell anything and left the arena. And when he next time was arranging for Daksha Jagya and he didn't invite Lord Shiva, Parvati felt very sad and she wanted to go. And without considering her husband's permission, she went there. And again, her father, Daksha, was insulting Lord Shiva. So, in the association of all the Brahmanas, when Nandisha, being angry, when he saw that Lord Shiva was being insulted by Daksha and these Brahmanas were listening, Bhrigu and others, so Nandi, he covers them, that Brahmanas will be only having birth and sacred thread, they will have no qualities. And then the counter-cursing was going on, cursing and counter-cursing was going on. Then Bhrigu, he cursed that all the followers of Lord Shiva will be impersonalist and very dirty. And they will be having big, big beards, big, big matted hairs, putting ashes from the crematorium and carrying the skull of a dead body. So, Mother Parvati, it comes in Padma Puran, asking Lord Shiva, "O Lord, you once told me that one should avoid speaking with Pashandis, atheistic demons, and that doing so worse than talking to Chandalas, outcasts. Please tell me of what are the symptoms of such persons and what signs do they wear on their bodies." So, Lord Shiva's associates, followers, they are mostly having the appearance of Pashandis. Shiva replied, "Those persons who, deluded by ignorance, describe any other deity as being superior to Vishnu, the Lord of the world, are said to be Pashandis. Those who, although they do not belong to the Vanaprastha ashram, use skulls, decorate their bodies with ashes and bones, have non-Vedic marks, matted hair, and wear garments of tree bark, are said to be Pashandis. Those Brahmanas who are devoid of the marks and symbols dear to Vishnu, this Vaishnava Tilak, such as conscious discs and vertical lined Tilaka, like this, worn on the forehead, are said to be Pashandis." The Shaivas, they put like this: "That Brahmana who does not follow the practices given in the Shastra should be known as a Pashandi and should be condemned by all people. Those who have no devotion for the Lord are said to be Pashandis. One who behaves as he likes
and offers oblations into the fire for worship of the deities other than Lord Vishnu should be known as Pashandi. For Lord Vishnu is the enjoyer of the fruit of all sacrifices and is the deity of the Brahmanas. He who considers Lord Vishnu as equal to other deities such as Brahma and myself Rudra should always call a Pashandi. That Brahmana who with his speech, body and deeds does not recognize Vishnu is a Pashandi. What is the use of saying mass of this regard? Those Brahmanas who are not devotee of Vishnu should never be asked any questions, should never be talked to and should never be seen. So there are many question and answer going in this section by Parvati and Lord Shiva. So Prabhupada, he was very clear about demigods worship. Especially he didn't allow his devotees to separately worship Lord Shiva to gain something. But since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they all respected Lord Shiva as a most exalted devotee of Lord Shiva. In this connection, praying to Lord Shiva, praying to Lord Katayani, Durga, for Krishna Bhakti is permitted. And there is no need of Shiva worship or going to different Shiva Lingam and worship Shiva Linga to fulfill some material desires. It is not needed. And wherever we go to Bhubaneswar, we go to Puri, we go to Vrindavan, we go to Mathura, we go to Dwarka, we go to Mayapur, everywhere there is Shiva Lingam. And when we are seeing the Dham, we can visit them and respect them and pay obeisances and ask for Krishna Bhakti, unflinching devotion to Lord, that is fine. So Lord Shiva, he is residing in Vrindavan, Braja, as Gopishwar Mahadev, the protector of the gopis. In Antardip, in Mayapur, which is called Jagopit, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur established two Shiva Lingams. He found nearby. When you from ISKCON site, you go toward Jagopit, there will be, after some time, less than 1 kilometer, one breeze comes. There he found two Shiva Lingams and he installed there. They are called Kshetrapal Shiva. And there is Hamsavahana, that is the Brahma found that deity millions of years before, I think in Satya Yuga. That deity is being brought out of water only 5 days in a year. So 5 days you can see in darshan and then immediately taken to the water. Some other pastimes why they put whole year in the water in Hamsavahana. And then Panchanantala Shiva is there. And Shiva, he always chants Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And his followers, why like that? Because Lord Shiva is Bhutnath, is Ashutosh, and he is very merciful to the all wretched people. But they are actually being deceived by him. Because many of them, they worship for his uplifting material opulences. Lord Ravana, he worshipped only Shiva for importing gold. And he was very much helped by Lord Shiva. But then what happened? He became deceived by Lord Shiva because he was so powerful, he kidnapped Sita Mata. And in that case, he was asking help from Lord Shiva. But Shiva said, I cannot go. He did some nonsense, I cannot help now. And then Bhomasura, he was so much devoted to Lord Shiva. Shiva personally came to fight with Krishna on his behalf. And then he was, in trouble, giving a boon, Brika, Brikasura.
Narad Muni once told Brikashura that Shiva is the greatest personality. Similarly, he ran to him in Kailash and was cutting his flesh and offering in sacrifice. Lord Shiva was not coming. Then finally he said, if you don't come now in before me, then I'm cutting my head. I'm chopping my head off. Then immediately Shiva came, what do you want? No, I want a boon. Whomever I touch on his head, immediately he should be vanished. Just exploded. So he said, okay. Then immediately he says, oh no, I want to taste the boon, whether it is correct. So you come first, I want to put my hand on your head. So this is called Guru Mara Buddhi. Guru Mara Buddhi means you take the mantra from Guru and then you want to test the mantra on Guru. Like Prabhupada was very much happy and engaging new disciples to send London, send Japan, send in America even, go Boston, go to here, there and open temples. Prabhupada said any neophyte devotee, if he chants 16 rounds every day and he follows the four regulative principles, he can open temple anywhere. So he was encouraging, and devotees are doing good. Satsara Maharaj, Subala, Gargamuni, Vavananda, Ramarai, they're doing very good. And he was very much appreciating. But when there is a fourth anniversary of Rathajatra festival in San Francisco, some devotees, they didn't allow Prabhupada to go on the cart. He said, no, there's some danger, he should not go up in the cart. And they were on the cart. And Prabhupada became so angry, he didn't like it. And then when they printed some books, I think the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, some other book, they misprinted his name. This is Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta. No His Divine Grace, no Founder Acharya of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He became angry. And then he wanted, took some charanamrit, some lady put salt in charanamrit. And he became very angry. And then, in so many cases, he became very angry. And he said, if people actually being contaminated by some nonsense things. And in that time, from India, his godbrothers were complaining, you cannot take the name Prabhupada. Prabhupada title can only be given to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You are Swami Bhakti Vedanta. Swami Maharaj, not Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj from Paris, he is asking Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can you explain the meaning of a acharya? So Prabhupada said, why you want to test me? Immediately, why you want to test me? As far as I am concerned, I never did any sinful activities in my life. And last birth, I was a big physician, my astrologer said. My astrologer calculation said I was a big physician. And in this life, I never committed any sinful activities. And from my childhood, I never was besides Krishna consciousness. And at the very childhood, I got the details of Radha Krishna. And I was so attached to it, even when I came back in 1968-67 to Calcutta, directly I went to the details and stayed there only, in Mollik's families. And then explains his position as acharya. And the devotees are thinking, Swami Maharaj is getting, the Prabhupada was getting sick in 1967, very sick. So they said, Prabhupada, if you go to India to recover your body, in meanwhile you bring some other Swami from Gauriya Math who can actually represent your place. Prabhupada got so hurt from his these words. He said, if you do that, the whole thing will be spoiled. Whatever I taught,
everything will be spoiled if they say one word different from me. So this is something like you accept the spiritual master, you get some knowledge by his mercy, and then one day you want to try to some, like, you know, like Purushottam Das, he was Prabhupada's secretary and servant. So he was from America, and Prabhupada saw the video of moon landing when he was in London. So Purushottam never agreed what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada always said they never went to moon. They didn't land in the moon. Purushottam said, how you can say? I don't accept Swami's what he says. But Prabhupada kept on, it always was, you know, teasing him that Purushottam went to the moon. Purushottam is coming from moon now. Then he was getting teased by Prabhupada. And when he went to America in 1969 in December, he said, Prabhupada, I want to leave your movement. I want to leave you. Huh? You are so many months with me, and now at night you want to leave? You stay a few days more? Then he said, no, I want to leave tomorrow. Then Prabhupada gave money. He said, go. Because Prabhupada understood, this boy is not going to listen to me. And he was not paying obeisances to Prabhupada even for a few days, because he got doubt that Prabhupada is saying something other than what his TV is showing. So we should not maintain this kind of Guru Mara Buddhi in our devotional service, then we will be ruined. Whatever our Guru says, whatever Prabhupada says, it should be, even our Gurus, they say something which doesn't match with Prabhupada, then we should be, you know, asking questions, Prabhupada didn't say this. So then, it will be smooth to progress in spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Deganandan Prabhu. Any question, comments?
I have a question, and one thing that Ramakrishna, that conversation you read, once more I read Giriraj Swami, that time he was not Swami.
No, ever. I'm saying Maharaj, here is Giriraj, Giriraj is written here.
So please, yeah. Don't misquote.
Yeah.
He was Giriraj Das Brahmachari.
Giriraj is written.
And he was the... He went to preach in Chennai those days and met Ramakrishna. And Ramakrishna became devotee. Still, sometimes he comes here. And Prabhupada even made him president of Vrindavan for a few days. Not removed him. So, that's Ramakrishna. I just want to say something. About Shiva, of course, like Krishna, we have scriptural evidence, many places. You know, about Dwarkadhis, about Vasudev, Mathuresh, Brijandan, Shyam Sundar. Same way, so far I know that Sadashiva is in Vaikuntha. He has his planet. There he is meditating on Sankarsana Dev. That's clear. But on this planet he came as a Rudra, 11 Rudra, who were born from, you know, Brahma's
forehead.
When he became angry by seeing that, you know, what will happen to the creation. And then he said that sometime, you read, sometime he is born from Vishnu. First time I heard that one. Now, he born from Brahma, he is known as Rudra. When he born from Vishnu, what is his name? That is one question. Now, Shiva has a different name, like Ashutosh, Shambhu, you know, so on and so forth. Do they have places? Like so far, here we see that he lives in Bital Lok with Bhavani.
Bital.
And known as Hatakeshwara, right? With Bhavani. He also lives on Kailash. So how to understand who stays where? And what name is? I mean, he stays in Kailash, you know, Kailashpati. So, like, what is the activity there? Is there anywhere to find this?
I don't know so much. That's why I was just reading from here. But these two editions, 7 and I think 8 volumes, these two gives lot of informations about Lord Shiva's. So if you go this through, you will get to, I don't know whether you'll get the details, which one is called Shambhu, which one is called Bhutnath, which is called Ashutosh, which is Linga, like in Bhuvaneshwar is Bhuvaneshwar, here you call Mahakaleshwar, in Vrindavan Mathura he is called, some Mathura. Some in India, not all, different names.
But they are all out of those 11? They are different names of those 11 Rudras?
You know, I say Mahadev, Mahadev. Rameshwar Mahadev. Then it says Gopishwar Mahadev. Then... Yeah. Gopishwar Mahadev, Rangeshwar Mahadev, Gokarneshwar Mahadev. So
Mahadev. Who is this Mahadev? Just like, you know, it is Vasudev Krishna, who is in Mathura, who is in Dwarka, who is in Kurukshetra, the all Vasudev Krishna, we know. It's not Brajanandam Shyam Sundar. The Vasudev Krishna. Same way, all different Mahadev, they are what? You know, the Shambhu?
Or Shiva.
Or Shiva.
Yeah. The Shambhu is directly, the shloka mentions that Sadashiva is not Shambhu.
Yes, Sadashiva.
Who names Rupa Goswami gave?
Sadashiva is clear.
Shambhu.
Sadashiva is in spiritual world.
Yeah.
He is not Jiva, he is meditating on Sankarthan Dev. That's okay, but in this material world, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, in that Mahesh, he is also clear. He is for annihilation. Then all other name comes here. Yeah. My question, are these names of the 11 Rudra? 11 Rudra is not the name. Just Chatushkumar is not the name. Chatushkumara, they got their name. Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. So, no, Jogendra is not the name. Now Jogendra has their names. You know? The same way, 11 Rudra, but they have their name. So who is reside what? Where? That's my question. And what is their activities? Like here, Hatakeshwar with Bhavani, engaged in sexual intercourse, and talks about his seven as like gold. And Prabhupada talks in Prabhupada, that how if somebody wants to produce gold, and he gives this all these things, how to make the gold.
Like, it's not only 11, you know. It says, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes in his commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat, different Purans, and also that Shayanadri Mahodaya something. There is one scripture in Odisha. And then he quotes different Puranas that there are 10,000 lingas in Bhubaneswar. And Bhubaneswar is consisting of 4 Jojanas.
Linga is a different thing. Just like,
and they have names.
Linga is just like Vasudeva Krishna or Mathuresh Krishna. You can print, you can make the deity millions. That's a different thing. I mean, out of these are the 11 Rudra. That's it. In this material world, in this Brahmanda, in this Chaturyugi, there are only 11 Rudra. That's it. So my question was, if you can enlighten, what are the name of those 11 Rudras what are their activities. I know they all, at time of annihilation, they all destroy this thing. But anyway.
In these,
anybody else can answer this? Or somebody knows? Anyway, we don't need to know about Shiva, we need to know about Krishna more.
Then Durga has many, Ambika, Ishani, different many, many names. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.